glance, low whispered words, her mouth blossoming beneath your lips. And that's a soul kiss. Nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. Change your life, have mercy on a sweet soul. Well, standing close together, holding trembling hands wearing pawn shop rings, pledging sickness, pledging health, come hell or high water, whatever the years might bring. They sealed it with a soul kiss. Nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. Changed your life. What a sweet soul kiss, that's a soul kiss. Nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. Changed your life, have mercy. Sweet soul kiss.
Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Thank you. everyone. This is, well, this is Allie and Jake, and we're calling this show, this one-time show before the schedule actually goes into effect, Covers of Radiohead's Creep, because I had this amazing idea that we're not going to do tonight because we want to spare you the horrors of this amazing idea. My idea was a radio show that only plays covers of Radiohead's Creep, and in between we do live readings of Charles Dickens novels, which is an absolutely fabulous idea, in my opinion, but I think that most of the listeners would actually disagree and would be very anti that.
I don't know. I don't know how you can say that with such certainty. I mean, I think there's a big audience for very niche Radiohead fans that are also English majors.
So true.
You know, I feel like if anywhere, that'd be a Tufts. Also,
yeah.
This mic is.
And the show would be called Tufts University. Or Welcome to Liberal Arts School. Welcome to Tufts University.
School is in session.
Exactly. And I came up with this idea because I was on the SMFA shuttle to frame this because I am an art student, right? I mean, partially. And I was listening to the Girlfriend of the Year cover of Creep, which is amazing and perfect and on SoundCloud. And I have been obsessed with it for years. And everyone should listen to it. I don't know if we're legally allowed to play it on air because it is on SoundCloud and is not an official cover. But, I mean, if we can, one day I will play it along with my insane collection of A.G. Cook mashups and remixes.
And your unreleased 21 Pilots album.
Oh, so true. Oh, my God. My unreleased 21 Pilots album,
What's
Regional
that one
at Best.
Regional? No, that
That's
came
what
out.
It's called. No, it didn't come out.
Is it not on streaming?
Not on streaming.
Regional Best, are you
Regional
sure?
Best
That's
isn't
with,
on
like,
streaming.
Guns for Hands.
That was an old version of Guns for Hands. They updated it and put it on Vessel.
Wow, we have a real toppy.
I know.
What are they called?
I don't know.
The Click. You're part of the Click.
Yeah, in eighth grade, I was really, really cool, which is why I know all of this stuff today. It's embedded into my unconscious mind.
That was one of the first things I learned about Allie. I remember...
Because the first time we met, we talked about music taste.
Yeah, we did. And
I presented my entire music journey, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot when you meet someone for the first time. They're like, okay, here are all the important albums in my life. One of them is an unreleased 21 Pilots album.
Unfortunately for me, I was on a really cool trip to Norway, and I only listened to that album. So now if I want to revisit the vibes I had during that trip and remember things, because I have to listen to it. But instead of just listening to it now, I listen to the Line Rider versions of the songs, which is...
That is such a weird confluence of Gen Z-ness. Is like, I can only listen to 21 Pilots through the Line Rider version.
Well, I think the Line Rider version...
I don't say that derisively. I think that's awesome.
I think Line Rider is amazing and a gift to the world. There's an amazing Bohemian Rhapsody Line Rider video.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's really good. I think I sent it to you.
I think so.
I had a moment of Line
Rider.
Allie
would like not text me for weeks and then just send me that. And I'm like... Hey, she's alive. But that, honestly, that's better than a phone call. Because
no, it is. It shows the state of your mind.
Exactly. It tells me everything I need to know.
You know, I can't vocalize my emotions very well. My therapist talks to me about this a lot, actually. She's like...
Line Rider do it.
Well, exactly. You let your actions speak louder. Your actions speak louder than words, right? So I think my action of sending people that I love Line Rider videos is very, very... important in the get to know me process, in the learn my emotional language process.
Yeah. And once you learn it, it's very rewarding.
Exactly. Also, this is Allie and Jake, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, this is a freeform radio station.
Freeform, so no planning. I'm just gonna play something. I'm gonna shuffle my like songs.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
This is.
There will be
very exposing to me, but
yeah,
we'll see.
We're going the really freeform route today.
Yeah, freeform, like, just algorithmically random.
Exactly. We weren't supposed to have this show.
No. So if you're listening now and usually have something during this time,
sorry.
You're welcome.
But, you know, this isn't as freeform as we've gotten. I mean, sometimes we just come in and there's no one here and we do shows.
Yes.
I actually emailed the people I was supposed to email to get on this show.
That's huge. That's a big
first
step.
I know, right? So we're not as freeform as we advertise.
Yeah. Well, this
disclaimer.
Is a radio station.
Yeah.
This is a radio station. Wait, one more thing on that before I play the song. I think freeform, I think all freeform has some structure behind it. If you're planning to be completely random,
true,
and freeform, you're planning
Spotify
something.
Spotify knows you.
Spotify knows you.
Oh my god, I read this article about this guy, and it was like a there was basically this computer number generator, and they wanted to see what percentage like people's randomness match up with this like generator, and it was like 75% of the time. And there was this one guy, and he routinely, or and it was between numbers 1 and 2, right? And he just managed to get 50% of the time versus his computer algorithm. And they asked him, like, how do you get it 50% of the time? Because that because they were trying to find patterns in randomness. And he was like, oh, I just exercised my free will.
Yeah, that's the best possible response. And then the collective Tufts department just peed their pants.
Exactly. I mean, the collective world just peed their pants.
I mean, the Tufts philosophy department.
I'm sure. I mean, I don't exercise that much free will in my day-to-day life.
That's a discussion for another time.
Yeah.
That's
go, I think go hours. With the flow means you exercise absolutely no free will. That's my philosophical thought of the day.
All right, let's let that marinate for a little bit.
While we play.
Play whatever song this is coming on. I'm going to make a pledge right now. Whatever embarrassing song comes up in my all my liked songs.
We're going to listen.
We're going to listen to it all the way
so
through.
So let's see what it is.
Even if it's a, you know, 16-minute free jazz improvisation. Let's do it.
Well, that would be incredibly pretentious of you.
Anyway,
I hope it's not that.
Here is Jake's Music Library. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Okay. Hello. What was that song, Jake? Would you like to share?
That was Bird Calls by... No, not Bird Calls. That was Open Letter to Duke by Charles Mingus. Let me give me some just jazz nerd talk. Mm-hmm. That was from Mingus's seminal 1959 album, Mingus.
Mm-hmm.
Cool album art.
A little taste?
It's like very like mid-century, modern, just funky. Mingus, actually. Mm-hmm. Very good album. He blends... He was just doing some crazy stuff for 1959.
Jake has all the songs in his album hearted on Spotify.
Because I just love all of them. There's 12 of them.
So there might be more.
A lot of gospel influences. A lot of like, I don't know. It just sounds way ahead of its time. This is one of the albums that got me into jazz music.
Oh my God.
It was dedicated to Duke Ellington. I think it's an open letter to Duke.
That's awesome. That
assuming that's it's not like the Duke of Yorkshire or something.
Yeah, no. I mean, unless it was like the Duke of Cambridge. I mean, last time we came on, we talked about the Queen.
I was just gonna say,
so
yeah.
I was
I wasn't gonna talk
about it. I just had to throw it in a little callback in case we have people who are fans of our unexpected shows.
Yeah, maybe for you know, longtime listeners, first time listeners. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
We need some background. We want some personality. Also. So WMFO has regularly scheduled programming. We're going to start both of Jake and I are on the e-board. We spend our time in here a lot. We I've taken naps in here,
It's an awesome space.
Someone told me that I am manically devoted to it, which I took as a compliment.
And that someone was Lucy Millman.
Was Lucy Millman. Shout out to Lucy Millman, who is me and her bonded over being manically dedicated to this station. An absurd love that I don't think we share with anyone else on this campus, at least on the e-board.
If not, they have to prove it.
Exactly.
You have to dedicate, you have to show, display your dedication.
Exactly, which is, I think, pretty hard to do because it's such a big club. We got 240 people who want to sign up. Insane. Yeah. Not that many spots. So if you're listening to this and you want one, I don't know what to tell you, but good luck. And so, but Jake and I, we have other shows. We have real shows that are scheduled, planned, a little less
themed.
Freeform, I would say,
yeah.
Themed. So Jake, would you like to share your show with us?
Sure. I'm just fighting with this microphone. My show is going to be on Mondays at noon every other week. So this is starting not this coming Monday, but the Monday after that, which I believe is the 24th. Anyway, Global Grooves.
Yeah.
Is my show.
I think it's 27.
Maybe 27. I go by the name of DJ Jake Simon because I'm embarrassed of my last name. We'll unpack
that later. Is Simon
your
middle name?
Yes, it is.
Cool. I didn't know that.
What's your middle name?
I don't have a middle name. But my
if you were to have a middle name.
My Tufts email says I have a middle name because when I was doing my app, my thingies, I had a typo. I had multiple typos in my name, and I had to email Tufts Technology Service to get it fixed, and I got it fixed.
You had multiple typos in your own name?
I don't want to talk about it, okay? I was very, very tired.
Okay.
So I had to get them to fix it, and they fixed it on Sys, but they didn't fix it on my email. So it
What's
still says...
What's your email address?
Well, my email address is correct. It's just the name that pops up. It says that my middle name is literally just the letter A. I think it was probably on... I'm going to blame it on autofill on Google.
Oh, yeah. Alexandra A. Landecker.
I know. You're sharing my last name on here, huh?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I just doxed.
Yeah. Hashtag cancel Jake.
Oh, man. That was a big... Uh-oh.
Do you know the Slater x Aisha Erotica doxing story? Speaking of doxing. Okay, so I don't actually know the story in its entirety. I used to, but... It's not been something that I've thought about in a hot minute. But basically, there was a little back and forth doxing action between the two of them, which is why they both took all their music off of Spotify a while ago. And then it's finally coming back on. But you know how Slater just like started to come back a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah.
That was because she was gone because she was doxed. And Aisha Erotica was also gone because she was doxed. And they dox each other.
Like intentionally?
Yeah, like intentionally. They had beef.
That is really messed up.
I know.
That's so Slater, though.
I know, and it's so Aisha Erotica.
It actually makes the music better.
It completely does. I mean, I'm not a Slater fan, but I'm a big fan of, you know this, I'm a big fan of lore.
Yeah.
Music lore, so.
Yeah. Speaking of music lore, Global Grooves, I play music from around the world. Did B-Real just drop?
No Way Be Real just dropped.
Okay, I don't have
No Way Be Real just dropped. So oh my god, everybody,
okay,
this is
you
this
can
is
be quiet
monumental.
About it now.
This is monumental. I'm going to take a Be Real on air. I don't think this has ever happened.
Wow. My lips are really chapped right now, so.
Well, you can't hear that on the air.
True. Whoa, the AC just turned off. Amazing. Anyways, so Jake has a show, Global Groove,
yeah,
Monday at noon every
Monday
other week.
Monday at noon, I play stuff from around the...
Around the world.
Around the world. I like global grooves. I like world music.
Yeah, there's...
And, it's kind of a history lesson. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of like an IR geography lesson.
Because Jake is an IR major. That's not doxing. That's just information sharing.
That's just that's what Slater said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is your show?
My show is called Sauerkraut Sauerkraut. It's Mondays at 8 p.m. I chose the name because I liked the way it felt in my mouth. Sauerkraut, sauerkraut. If you're listening, you should say it out loud and you'll find it to be very, very satisfying in a way that sauerkraut once isn't.
There's a lot of R's in that.
I know. And like the KR, I think, very satisfying sound. Kraut. But basically the contents of my show involve I'm waiting for someone to pay me $200 and then one day I will eat a stick of butter live on air. And that's kind of the entire contents of my
show.
I was going
to end the show with that. Like, tune in next week to hear Allie.
Well, I'm not
going to
do it next
butter.
Week. I haven't gotten the Venmo payment yet. But if someone ever will. Yeah,
well,
I don't have a stick of butter either.
Yeah, we can procure that pretty easily.
Yeah, that one I think I can find in any dorm room fridge.
Yeah.
The big ones, not the mini fridges.
Of course.
But the $200, if someone can procure that and send that my way, I mean, if you want to do that,
you can
call in.
We're crowdfunding this. We can do like $15 each.
No, the crowdfunding is against the rules, I decided.
Okay.
Just
well,
because...
I think you eating butter is against the rules.
I think that if I did a recording outside of the studio and played it, it would be okay. But, you know, I don't think me eating butter specifically is against the rules. I think me eating butter in the station is against the rules.
Yeah, I need to review the
FCC
rules. On, like... Like, maybe that's animal cruelty, like eating butter live.
I don't think it is. I think it would be... Well, I mean, I guess in a way it is, because if you think about it, we are all animals, and the listeners are also animals. And I do think it would be very cruel to the listeners.
I agree. What song do we want to listen to next?
I don't know. What song does your algorithm want us to listen to next?
We'll see.
Let's do it. Oh.
That's the same song. Ba-dum-bump-bump. Stick with us here.
No technical difficulties, just a little fiddling.
Just...
A little
tiny bit of fiddling. Fiddle.
Yeah.
This is the sound of fiddle. Okay, I'm gonna be quiet now. Here's my liked songs.
We have someone else fun with us today.
Howdy.
That's Leo.
That was a smooth crossfade, by the way.
That was a smooth crossfade. Leo has I don't know what this is called, Jake. What's this called?
It is called a launch pad. It's a MIDI controller, but you can hook that up to Ableton Live, which is a great piece of computer software, and do whatever you want with it. So map it out to... Oh, can you play like the push? Can you play like the...
I don't have a push.
Okay, but can you like play notes on it or just trigger MIDI?
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that today.
Well, no, but can you? Can you like...
Theoretically.
I wouldn't consider myself good at it, is what I'll say.
It's difficult.
Okay, but Leo, at some point, I think probably after the next song, we'll have a couple of minutes to go freeform on air. We could do this right now, honestly.
Okay, yeah.
You want to do this right now?
I suppose we could.
This is like like the Breakfast Club, like freestyles. But
why don't you guys set that up I'll talk
to
myself.
You should give me a word and I got to make a song off or get a DJ set up.
Cantaloupe.
That's tough. There's an Eminem bar where he makes a pun on can't elope.
Oh,
and, it's one of his early like hits.
Wow,
it's encyclopedic Eminem knowledge.
Real Slim Shady, I think, or maybe even
let's,
earlier.
Let's
than
look
that.
It up. No, we can't play that.
Yeah, no,
there.
You can look up like in quotes can't elope.
We can do.
I'm sure this Eminem bar will come up.
Yeah, how about do just play whatever comes to your mind when you hear what do you think of fruit.
Yeah.
Say, play something fruity. Maybe not fruity. Play something fruit-esque.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had Juicy Fruit by Mitsume on...
yeah, it is the real Slim Shady.
On Ableton right now. You could queue up on your thing, Juicy Fruit by Mitsume. I think that would be...
Is that clean?
Yes, it is.
Epic. So we're going a little less freeform, but also maybe a little bit more freeform. You know, the more people hear, the more minds, the more freeform it is.
Exactly. Let me cue this up. We got Leo on the stew.
Let me just check that the
getting
lyrics are
ready.
Clean.
Oh, we're making sure the lyrics are clean because we again FCC is always
They're
watching,
always
and so is
it,
so is our friends brother. On the e-board. Hi, camera.
It has
camera
the lyric. You can lick me everywhere, but no cusses.
All right, no
so
cusses.
I think we're good
That's
for the
so
radio.
Fine.
Let's do it. This is Juicy Fruit by Mitsume.
Girl.
just want to make an interruption really quick to say that Decatuple Entendre is a great band name. Ladies and germs, the one, the only, Leo, I am on the decks. This is a real treat in the studio we have today. Tufts Finest. It's going to give you a, top class set. Do you want to talk about it today?
We're just, going to break you off with some funk tunes and then see where it goes from there. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Let's do it.
Don't expect a super clean mix because I forgot some cables. So we're working with one controller,
baby.
But we'll see what happens.
Yep, let's do it. Leo on the deck.
Blue.
Clean. A little dirty.
Public service announcement. This is a breastfeeding PSA. Babies are born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the other many benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression.
Yeah!
For more information, talk to your healthcare provider.
Straight up!
This is a public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Bars.
Back to Leo's.
really in for a treat. This is some top-notch DJing. No one really knows, no one really understands how much of a fine art DJing is. They just think it's twiddling with knobs, and it totally could be twiddling with knobs, and that's actually
that would be really freeform of you.
It would, yeah, but no, it's just a little history lesson here. Early electronic music, specifically house music, came from the, you know, the queer and black communities of color, especially in Chicago, New York, Detroit, Los Angeles, and then Europeans just kind of took it over. Like, they all the, like, Swedish House Mafia, David Guetta, Avicii.
David Guetta.
And they made it, they gave it such a bad name to DJing. And like all other things, I kind of just co-opted it and assimilated it. So there's a lot of misconceptions on DJing, but it's actually a very fine art. It's like someone gives you aux, but amplified. Such high stakes, but Leah's killing it as always. Yeah. What do you want to say about this mix, Leah?
Well, I mean, you did say DJing is not just twiddling knobs, and in this case, there's actually zero knob twiddling involved because I'm working without a controller. So think on that.
We'll let that one marinate too. Here we go.
WMFO Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Okay, I'm done.
second.
Okay,
keep the volume up.
Now, Leo is going to give us some track ideas for what he just played.
Drop the names.
All right. You are currently listening to I Get Lifted by Barbara Tucker. I believe we opened up the set with Fall Down, Spirit of Love by Tremaine Hawkins. I think we took that into, I want to say IOU by Freeze. Then we played some of Glamorous Life by Sheila E. Fantastic song written by Prince. There was definitely something else in there, but I'm forgetting what.
There was something else.
Such is the life.
You leave it up to your imagination. Exactly. Again, free form.
Yeah, speaking of free form, this has been one of the most freest formed hours of my entire existence. I had a really good time.
Me too.
Always good to just hop in.
A pleasure dropping in.
Yes.
Thank you for joining. Illustrious guest.
Again, tune in to Global Grooves. Not this Monday.
Catch
Leo around campus. We'll have him on our shows.
Where are you
going
to be playing?
Again.
You want to plug any shows soon?
Well, Apple Jam is having a Wednesday show with the band Wednesday.
Oh my God,
on
yes.
Wednesday.
Insane.
And WMFO is having a show that Saturday on Tisch Roof at 6:30 p.m. So if you want a little taste of live music on campus, pull up to both of those. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. We'll let this play out. It's been a pleasure speaking to you random, wonderful people that we can't see.
And again, this is Ali, Jake, and Leo, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you, and have a good night.